Okay, indie author, Carissa Andrews with Author Revolution here. We need to have a chat. I know you want to build a sustainable long-term author career, but you can't do it just by wishing for it. It would be nice, yes, but alas, you gotta do the work. By that I mean you need to reframe the way you look at your author business so that you can write and publish more frequently. With Rapid Release Roadmap, my signature online course, I'll help you learn not only how to make writing and publishing 4 books a year seem easy, but I'll help you master your prolific author mindset so that you can clear away all the negative self-talk that's holding you back. Trust me, I have been there. To learn more about Rapid Release Roadmap, head over to rapidreleaseroadmap.com. Over there, I'll give you all the insights on what you'll find inside the course. Plus, I walk you through all of the bonuses you're going to get based on the payment option you choose. And yes, there are some good ones in there, even if I say so myself. Once again, head over to rapidreleaseroadmap.com to learn more and sign up today. I'm Carissa Andrews, international best-selling indie author and CEO of Author Revolution. With more than 15 books published, it's safe to say I have made a ton of mistakes in my endeavor to become a full-time author. The most important thing that I've learned in the past decade is that indie authors need to protect their creativity and their serenity. Being an author is a long game, and that's why I'm on a mission to teach other indies just like you how to publish books with a sustainable, rapid-release method. I created the Author Revolution podcast to give you insights and actionable step-by-step strategies to help you do just that. If you're an ambitious author or one in the making who's looking to create a long-term author career and a life you love, you've found your tribe, my friend. Let's get your author revolution underway. Well, hi again, everybody. Welcome back to the Author Revolution podcast. So hopefully you have had a fantastic week. I myself have been epically failing at my 6-week writing sprint. Oh, it is terrible to say that, but it's actually the truth. And so I figure I better come out clean and tell you all. Instead of writing, I've actually been doing a lot of digging into all things expanding and growing Author Revolution. So, I mean, I'm still writing and I'm still producing content. It's just not been as much in my fiction side of things. And everything is kind of coming to a head, luckily, by the end of this coming week here. And so I should be able to dig back into my writing in a way that feels more creative. At least that's what I'm hoping. So instead, what I've been doing is things like funnels and ad copy and trying to wrap my head around things like conversion ads on Facebook. I don't know. The whole thing is just blowing my mind. They're a lot bigger and more complicated than they ever need to be, I swear to God. But at the same time, they are important, and hopefully they will really get things in play for Author Revolution to grow and expand so I can continue doing things like this podcast and bringing you content that is going to be really super valuable as you grow your own author careers. Now, for the past couple of years, those of you who have been following me for a while will know this. I've been teaching 6 major strategies for rapid releasing. Now, this past month, I've actually been also, in addition to trying to learn more for Author Revolution, I've been digging into researching wide strategies. Now, I haven't been a super huge wide proponent, and part of that had to do with, in the beginning, I was wide. There was really no other option at that time. I mean, in 2010, 2012, 2013, all that stuff, there was pretty much no KU. There was no exclusivity. There was nothing like that available to us yet. But I also found that going wide really was a struggle because as a new author, you've got all these platforms. It was difficult to maintain. There were no dashboards to some of these other places like Kobo and Barnes & Noble like there are now. Even Apple, you couldn't log into Apple without an Apple device. So all of these things were a struggle. So you had to use things like Smashwords at the time. And to be honest, it wasn't as if it was super easy to know whether or not you were making sales. Everything was very convoluted, right? And so when KU came about, I gave it a test, found that I earned more money found that a lot of my readers were in KU, and so that's really the way that I went. But as time has gone on and I've had more books, KU has become less effective for certain series and certain things to do. And so I myself am looking at expanding into the wide market. And I've told you this a little bit before, earlier this year, that I took 8 of my books out from being in KU and put them wide so that I can start to build my wide audience. Now, I've done a little bit of tinkering here and there, but I'm really taking it more to heart. And I'm reading Mark Lebrev's book, Wide for the Win, right now. And I am doing all these things, trying to wrap my head around the concept of being wide and how it will really look and feel and how it impacts other authors, because obviously that's what I do, right? I take what's out there and I try to extrapolate the data so that I can try to figure out how can authors best use this in their own careers to make it their own and really leverage it. So here's what I've been teaching in the past. So for those of you, like I said, who have been listening to the podcast for a while, you're going to know that I've talked about the drop 1-2-2. That's a strategy where you're releasing your first book, and then a week later, you're going to drop the second book. And then from that point forward, you're dropping the next books every 2 weeks. Now, it's not super sustainable long term, but it is a way to really build up some buzz and some excitement around your books, especially if you've got them written well in advance. Like if you have a big long list of books and you're trying to just get them out there, it's a super great way to be able to build that buzz in, like in KU, for instance. Now, you also have the 2-all-around strategy, which is just meaning that you're going to drop your first book. 2 weeks later, you're going to drop the next one. 2 weeks later, the next one, and so on. There's also the 4-all-around, which is a book releasing every 4 weeks instead of every 2 weeks. The more than 4, and that obviously includes things like the quarterly releases that we've talked about inside of Rapid Release Roadmap. It can also include things like every 6 weeks or twice a year or whatever. It's basically anything that's going to be more than 4 weeks apart. There's also the Netflix style for those of you who might want to write the whole series and then dump them all at once so that anybody who wants to read the books can just start consuming them right off the bat. There's some really great reasons to do that. If you're in Rapid Release Roadmap, you're going to know that. But it's really difficult to do unless you want to hoard all of your books up front, right? And then finally, there's the never-ending story, where you're just going to pick whatever kind of strategy you're going to want to put out there. It's the same concept as like the series creation of the never-ending story, where basically your series is just going to continue on ad continuum, right? It's going to keep going, keep flowing, but you're just picking your release strategy to go along with it. So whether that's 2 weeks apart, 4 weeks apart, every quarter, twice a year, whatever it is that you're going to do, you're going to keep it consistent and continue to do it never ending. Well, now, after digging into all this wide strategy stuff and reading Mark's book and trying to wrap my head around, like, what are some really good ways to be a wide author? Not just in theory, not just in the past, now that my books are in the wide stores, but ultimately going forward, how do I want to take a look at my wide audience? How do I want to put my books out there where I could leverage not only my wide platform and give my readers what they want there, but also to leverage rapid releasing at the same time? So this is where this particular strategy comes into play. And I do have to credit Mark with this one because I think he said something in one of his chapters in that book, and it was in passing. I don't think he specifically said it quite like this, but that was the gist I got, and so I'm adding the strategy to Rapid Release Roadmap because I think it's important for wide audiences and wide authors to really wrap their head around how they can use a rapid release strategy for Amazon specifically while still being wide. So here's how it works. What you're going to do is leverage your series, however it might be. Like, let's say you're doing a finite arc or a never-ending series, whatever the case might be, you're going to write your books, but one at a time, kind of like Kindle Vella in the sense that as soon as your book is finished, you're going to publish it. But instead of publishing it on Amazon, you're going to publish it everywhere else. So, well, everywhere else that you actually want to publish it, right? So if it's Kobo, Barnes & Noble, Apple, whatever, you're going to publish it only to your wide audience, ignoring Amazon at the time. I know it might feel like a bit of a, ooh, but if you were going to save them all up to do a rapid release, let's say 4 weeks apart or 2 weeks apart or whatever, you'd be doing it anyway. Your books would be sitting there waiting for you to put it out at least if you're going wide, you're putting your books out there in advance, and hopefully those readers are consuming them. So if they're consuming them as the books are being written, you're able to get paid for it, you're building your wide audience out there. Most of the other wide stores actually really leverage, in better terms at least, pre-ordered books. So if you're putting your new release up on Apple, on Barnes & Noble, on Kobo, they give you a bigger advantage when it comes to your pre-order strategies than Amazon does. So you're using them to really get your books out there, to grow that audience. They leverage it better than Amazon does because, let's just face it, you're a little fish in a great big sea over there. And then once your series is as complete as you want it to be, or you've gotten far enough in advance, that's when you start scheduling it out on Amazon. It doesn't have to publish the same day as everywhere else. I mean, obviously, when you're putting it on Amazon, it goes the opposite direction, right? You're putting your pre-orders up on Amazon and you're ignoring the rest of those platforms. It's just the opposite. You're flipping it on its head. You're putting your pre-orders up everywhere else. And then as soon as you decide your series is ready enough to start launching it elsewhere, you start putting it up for pre-orders and start getting them on Amazon and start rapid releasing them based off of the strategy you choose. If it's going to be 2 all around, if it's going to be 4 all around, if it's going to be more than 4, if you're going to just Netflix the whole thing, whatever, you pick that strategy again. But this time, you do not like pick anything with Kindle Select. You ignore all of that stuff and you are just going to keep your stuff wide. But you're still getting all of the good stuff, all the advantages of rapid releasing your books, where it goes into the hot new release categories, and you're enjoying all of the algorithm boosts that Amazon gives you when you rapid release. So just some food for thought here, guys, because I really think we as authors, as you start to advance your career, you want to start looking at different strategies on how you can get your stuff out there further. As much as I am a proponent of Amazon, I think they've done great things for us as authors. I think the tides are turning a little bit where we need to start thinking in a more long-term way. We need to understand how wide is going to help us to be able to build our platform a little bit better. So we don't have to be an exclusive Amazon-only author forever. You could be exclusive for the first couple of years as you try to build out your author platform, try to build out your audience, whatever. And especially if you're in one of those categories where you are going to get more page reads, because like paranormal romance, urban fantasy, all of those, they have a really strong KU readership. But the thing is, they're out there wide too. I know authors who are killing it wide as well. Now, one of the reasons that I do say in the beginning of Rapid Release Roadmap that I think you should go with Kindle is because I know how many hats we are already trying to put on as we're trying to build our author platform and as we're trying to get going in this whole thing. So picking one platform is really beneficial when it comes to understanding it, understanding how it works, and understanding how to best leverage it. Now, Mark makes actually a really good point when he's talking about things in Wide for the Win. He says that, you know, we authors often will spend, you know, the good portion of our time learning Amazon inside and out, understanding its algorithms, understanding keywords, putting all this energy and effort into making sure we understand how to use it, but we spend much less time learning the other platforms. So in his recommendations, he actually says something about how you could pick two platforms, for example. So pick Amazon, yes, because they are more than likely going to be your number one seller. That's just the way it is. Even those who have been wide for a long time, they usually have this thing where it's like even 45% of their sales are coming strictly from Amazon and the rest is from being at other stores. No one store is going to be able to, at least as of right now, trounce Amazon in terms of sales. But if you pick another store, let's say Kobo or Barnes & Noble, whatever, whichever one you choose, and you put just as much energy and effort into learning that particular store, when you start to go fully wide, when you start to embrace more of a wide mindset, it helps you to already know that particular store. And now you have one more that you check. So this is obviously just food for thought in case you are considering going wide. Maybe you're already a wide author and you feel like you've kind of been excluded a little bit from this whole discussion. Because I really do want to be inclusive of how we're going to go about embracing our careers. And I myself am currently a hybrid author. I have books, like I said, that are wide, and I have books that are inside of KU. And I have a strategy in place where I am learning when it's time to shift them over and go wide. And once they're wide at this point, I am keeping them there because I no longer want to be bouncing in and out. There are a lot of executives in those other stores who are keeping an eye on authors who go in to the wide space and then pull themselves back out. And so they're making note of that. And what we as authors want to do is make sure that they know we're here to stay and we're here to leverage their platforms the same way that they're there to try to help us leverage the platform. So, like I said, food for thought as you're moving forward with your author journey. And I want you to know that this is something that I am digging more into and something that I am expending a lot more time understanding, putting strategies into play, and testing them out. Now, I'm also going to be adding, going back to Amazon a little bit, I am going to be adding a Kindle Vella strategy for rapid releasing very soon, but I'm still working on the details for that. So just keep that in mind, stay tuned, because I will be releasing another variation of how you can rapid release using Kindle Vella, but it's something to think about there as well. Now, don't forget you can go to authorrevolution.org/95 to download today's transcript and anything else that you might want to learn, perhaps about rapid release roadmap or the way that we're teaching. And keep in mind too that there's always things that you can learn, things that you can grow on, and strategies can always adjust, shift, and change. That is the way that I work, guys, so don't be surprised as I extrapolate new data and make changes, because I am the kind of person that I am not afraid of change. I truly believe that the only thing that is consistent and constant in our lives is change. So we have to be able to embrace it and move forward with it. When we have new data, when we have new information, and it makes more sense to change, it's our job to make sure that we do that. It's our job to make sure that we listen to those results. It's our job to incorporate those results, and we'll get better because of it. Well, my friend, that's all I have for you this week. Hopefully it was helpful. Maybe it gave you some food for thought. Maybe it's shifted your perspective just a little bit. Maybe it's even given you some ideas. I don't know. But I am going to be doing a little bit more on Author Revolution this week. And then obviously, yes, I am finally going to start writing properly anyway in Immortals. I've got 7,000 words down, guys. It's not like I'm not working on it. It's just I should have been closer to 20,000 words at this point. So I'm kicking myself a little bit. But you know what? We learn from this and we know that sometimes when we're not able to hit our goals, we just pick ourselves back up and keep going. And that's what I'm going to do. And I hope you are going to do the same. So in the meantime, until next week, go forth and start your author revolution. Well, hey there, writer. Are you on YouTube? Oh, who am I kidding? Of course you are. Well, did you know that many of the Author Revolution podcast episodes, including many of the interviews with authors and author experts, are all loaded up on my YouTube channel? No? Well, they are. Now, if you'd like to watch David Goffrin and I chat, or to find out if Kel Carpenter still has teal hair, head over and subscribe to the channel. In addition, this year, I'm planning to launch my own fiction audiobooks as part of the channel. So if you'd like to listen to urban fantasy and paranormal audiobooks for free, it's just one more reason to follow the channel. All you have to do is head over to authorrevolution.org/YouTube and then hit the subscribe button. When I hit 500, I'm going to be loading my first audiobook. And when I hit 1,000, I am going to drop the rest. So what are you waiting for? Go to authorrevolution.org/YouTube now. It's okay. I'll wait.